Fred Film Radio. Silent Film Festival, Pordenone, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 2017 Giornate del Cinema Muto, or the Pordenone Silent Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Laura Horak and Maggie Hennefeld. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
And you've curated a section here at the festival called Nasty Women, which is a very intriguing title, I'm sure, for our listeners. Very simply, the first question is, what is the idea behind this program?
Well, it's an early silent film program, films from the early 1900s, 19-teens, mostly comedies about women who are a little bit nasty, but in funny, unruly, anarchic ways. So Laura and I knew we wanted to curate a program on gender and comedy and also female-to-male cross-dressing, which is a big part of Laura's research. And when Donald Trump made those comments, he interrupted Hillary Clinton at a presidential debate and called her a nasty woman while she was responding to a debate question, and then it kind of went viral as a hashtag, "We are nasty women, nasty women unite," as a feminist rallying cry. So we see some certain parallels between our own time and the early 20th century, the period of cinema we study. So it just seemed like a perfect title for the program.
Very good. But in detail now, what do we mean by the word nasty?
I think women, you know, particularly during this time, early 1900s, were expected to stay in the home, to wear these very tight corsets and floofy dresses and be very polite and orderly, you know, and well-mannered. And I think sometimes it's okay for women to be a little bit nasty, for women to be funny, for women, you know, if they're in some of the films we show, that we have a program called Catastrophe in the Kitchen, where women break free of their domestic roles. And sometimes the only way to do that is to explode your body out of the chimney, which is what happens in some of these slapstick comedies. So by nasty, we mean sort of anarchic or, defying these sort of conventions of female politeness and domesticity.
I would just say when people think of silent film comedians, they often think of men like Charlie Chaplin, Harold Lloyd, Buster Keaton. But there was hilarious, amazing women comedians during the silent era. But it's just hard for us to see their films. But there was women at all levels of film who were producing, directing, writing for film. Some of these women comedians had 25, 30 films made with them. Maybe a handful of them exist. And so we really wanted to highlight and showcase those films here at the festival to kind of remind us of this long legacy of nasty women.
So what examples of titles can we give our listeners?
What are some of our best titles?
Do you want to look at the program just quickly?
Well, certainly How Bridget Served the Salad Undressed is a fun title.
That's a great, which is a pun of it. The salad is undressed, but she misinterprets the instructions, and so she just serves the salad while being herself undressed.
Wow.
That was a good one. We have a whole program dedicated to this unidentified comedienne who starred in a French comic series as the character Leontine, Betty in the American version, and she's just completely anarchic, you know, violent, destructive, slapstick prankster. She's a little bit of a tomboy. And her favorite weapon is a string. Like, she'll tie the string to trip people, or she'll actually turn it into a noose and strangle her neighbor for bothering her. I mean, it's completely anarchic. But my favorite film in that series is Betty Pulls the Strings, and she literally just goes around playing pranks on people with string until she's being chased down by a lynch mob. And then she takes a scarecrow, puts it on a horse so all the people try to lynch the scarecrow, and then she does like a little victory dance, basically like a football player doing a touchdown celebration because she's outwitted everyone once again while leaving tremendous violence in her wake.
Yeah, I love that one, too. One of my favorite ones from today stars Texas Guinan, who was a great kind of cowgirl star. She also later went on to run nightclubs in New York. But the film is called The Night Rider from 1920, and she plays a cattle ranch owner, and someone is stealing her cattle at night, so she needs to figure out what to do. So she decides to kind of marry the first guy who mouths off to her, but she marries him at gunpoint and puts him in his place immediately. And then along walks a much more handsome cowboy, and she kind of looks him up and down, and, and she says, gee, I wish I'd found you first. But nonetheless, it turns out that the guy she married at gunpoint is one of the thieves, and but the, luckily the guy who married them is another one of the thieves, so they're not really married, so they manage to drive out the cattle thieves, and she kind of ends up with the guy. After saving him, after he's been tied up to a blindfolded horse and kind of launched towards a cliff, so she saves the day and gets the man at the end.
Everyone needs to see this film. It's incredible.
I saw it. It was great. But of course, just looking at the program, I could tell that many of these films, not only had I never seen them, but also I'd never heard of them. First of all, were they popular back in the day? And why haven't I heard of them?
Well, that's kind of the question of the program. I think they've been wrongly excluded from these histories of slapstick cinema. I mean, everyone's heard of Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, like Laura was saying, but some of these comedians, not only have we not heard of them, like the Betty character is still unidentified, the Cunegon character, the actress is still unidentified, and then there are other actresses, like if you're a specialist, Louise Fazenda, Mabel Normand, Lea Junchi, who is an Italian comedian, Sarah Duhamel, who is the very athletic, robust woman in some of the films today, who's wearing the fake beard in the film today.
Right.
So part of the gesture of this program is to bring visibility to these women who are so hilarious, and really, I mean, other than kind of archival oversight, I think that there's a little bit of sexism. For why? Because these films, these women were hugely popular back in the day, but I think sometimes because, you know, it's these films center on violence against women in the home, people are uncomfortable with laughing at that. Right, we'll laugh at a man getting beat over the head with a frying pan, but not a woman exploding out of the chimney, you know. But these issues are real, and I think we should be able to engage them comedically.
Claire?
Yeah, I would just add, so they were hugely popular at the time, but already by the 20s and 30s, by the end of the silent period, when people started to write histories, mostly men writing histories,
yeah,
they already were writing these women out of film history. So, and then they continued to be forgotten by later generations. And it's only the work of kind of archivists teaming up with scholars that enabled us to find them and show them and kind of get them more attention. There is one great DVD set of
Comic Actresses and Suffragettes, and it's curated by Marianne Lewinsky.
I definitely recommend it. If people want to see films like this, that has a lot of great examples.
Laura, do you think that there might be a Nasty Women DVD set sometime coming out?
I hope so, too.
Yeah, one day.
But you can definitely read about them in our books.
Yes.
I have a book called Girls Will Be Boys, Cross-Dressed Women, American Cinema. Cross-Dressed Women, Lesbians, and American Cinema from 1908 to 1935. And not only do I talk about all these films with cross-dressing, but in the back is an appendix, and it tells you where you can watch the films if they survive. And Maggie has a book coming out soon, too.
Yes, my book is coming out in March. It's called Specters of Slapstick, Specter, like Ghost, and Specters of Slapstick and Silent Film Comedians, and it's coming out with Columbia University Press in March, so keep an eye out for that.
We certainly will. And we're out of time, but it was definitely a pleasure talking with you, and I wish you all the best with these films with Nasty Women. Will you be screening them anywhere else? Are there plans to maybe even just come back to Pordenone with more?
Yeah, we're planning to do a couple more screenings at Pordenone next year, and who knows, maybe we should take Nasty Women on the road.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Sounds like a good idea to me. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.